got to give me some help here," Uncle Charles complained after I said no to several things. So I started digging around. All of a sudden, there it was, the perfect thing. "Look at this," I said, holding up a big toy train. It needed a lot of fixing up. The paint was peeling off, and some of the windows were broken, but I could see it had potential. I got busy right away. I had to work fast if I was going to finish in time to meet Aunt Carolyn at the train station. I arrived at the station just as the train was coming in. A big crowd of people rushed down the stairs toward me. After almost everybody had left the station, I spotted Aunt Carolyn. "Hey, Stephen," Aunt Carolyn called. She bustled over and plopped down her bags. She gave me a big kiss, and I gave her a nice big hug. "How's my little man doing?" Aunt Carolyn said. "Oh, you've gotten so big and handsome. I don't know who's more handsome now, you or Sean." "Me, of course," I said, and we both just laughed. "So what do you have there, Stephen?" Aunt Carolyn asked, pointing to the package under my arm. "It's a surprise for you," I said as I handed her the package. Without saying a word, Aunt Carolyn opened her gift. As soon as she got the wrapping off, she put the train up to her face and turned it around and around. "Stephen," Aunt Carolyn said, and gave a big laugh. "This is the best present anyone has ever given me." When we got back to my block, everyone was so excited to see Aunt Carolyn that they didn't ask where I had been. They surrounded her as if she were a movie star, their voices shouting out from every direction. "How have you been, Carolyn?" someone called. "What did you bring me?" joked another. "Were you really in Alaska?" asked Sean. Instead of answering them, Aunt Carolyn held up the train. "Isn't this the most wonderful thing you've ever seen?" she said. Eagerly, they passed around the train, and everyone took real long, careful looks. Sometimes people laughed or made comments. "Yeah," said Uncle Charles, "that sure is Grandma, always on the phone. Look at the afros on Uncle Charles and Aunt Marcia," Grandma said, rolling her eyes. "The Jones Family Express, that sure is right," said Granddad, chuckling. Everyone liked the train, even Sean, who made a face and said I should have chosen a better picture of him. The rest of the day flew by. Aunt Carolyn put her train on an old cake stand in the kitchen window where everyone could see it. Granddad cooked his best batch of barbecue ever. There were so many greasy, barbecue-stained little kids running around that it looked as if they had been in a mud fight. Sean actually won the rap contest. The band liked him so much, they let him be a special guest DJ until it was time to pack up the music. The most surprising thing of all was that Uncle Charles bought ice cream for everybody with my $10 and didn't try to eat anyone else's but his own. Carolyn sat next to me on the stoop as the whole family told stories, played games, and fought over the last bit of food. "Stephen, thank you for making me feel so special," Aunt Carolyn said. She gave me a little hug and handed me a postcard. I turned over the postcard and read the message aloud. "Good for one trip with Aunt Carolyn." I couldn't believe my eyes. I was finally old enough to travel with Aunt Carolyn. Who would have guessed that at the end of the day, I would get the best present of all?